The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Craters as deep as 9 meters, burned out tents in a desperate search for those still missing. That's the situation in Gaza this morning following an Israeli strike on a humanitarian zone. Reports indicate 40 people dead, possibly as many as 60 others injured. I'm joined now to discuss this by Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, good morning.
Good morning to you.
An awful lot of the people who would have been in victims of this strike were, my understanding is, led to believe that they had moved to an area that was specifically safe and not going to be subject to this kind of military action. What happened?
Well, I mean, is this really strange? Is this really unique? Is this really, are we really shocked? Is this really different from what the Israeli army has been doing for the past 12 months? How many humanitarian zones have been bombed in the past 12 months? How many thousands of Palestinian civilians have been killed? What's really unique about what we're talking, you and I, is that this killing of Palestinian civilians in humanitarian zones, in hospitals, in schools, in mosques, has become routinized, normalized. You don't really see any outcry in London or in Berlin or in Washington. Even it's not really, fully reported in the Western press. Let's take the Israeli army story for what it is. Even if there had been a Hamas unit in this humanitarian zone, does the Israeli bombing of a humanitarian zone justify this particular killing?
Just before you give us the rebuttal to that, let me just outline what the Israeli Defense Forces are saying, because what they are saying is, first of all, that there were Hamas fighters embedded in this humanitarian zone, and they are saying that they took extensive action in advance to mitigate and to minimize the level of civilian casualties, and that this was a targeted and successful attack on Hamas fighters. Sorry, just to clarify their position before you rebuttal.
Well, that's exactly the narrative that the Israeli army has been feeding you and feeding me and feeding the world. What I'm suggesting, even if there had been the killing of at least 40 Palestinian civilians and the injury of more than 60, does not justify Israeli actions. According to United Nations humanitarian officials and human rights officials, time and again, the Israeli army has used this particular pretext in order to kill large number of Palestinian civilians. I'm saying even if the Israeli story is correct, it's killing Palestinian civilian is not justified. It's illegal. It's a violation of humanitarian international law. But the fact is, I'm going beyond this to say, well, look, I don't buy the Israeli narrative because time and again, we have been fed falsehood. And according again to humanitarian officials in the United Nations and Israeli human rights officials, Israel is using force in order to basically kill as many Palestinians as possible and probably bring about an ethnic cleansing of Gaza, as we have seen in the past 12 months.
And that jibes with what Hamas have said. They call the strike a brutal act of genocide, and the state's spokesperson said that attacks are deliberately being carried out without regard for international law, humanitarian law, or resolutions calling for an end to the aggression. Now, you said that one of the interesting things was the level to which this was not creating outcry, this was not creating extensive reporting. Why do you think that is, Fawaz?
Well, I mean, there are several reasons. I mean, I think people are a bit tired. People don't really want to listen to what's happening to the Palestinians in Gaza. Israel has the international community exactly what it is. The American administration is fully behind Israel. It shields Israel. It protects Israel. Britain as well, and Germany. And what you really have now is that the Palestinians have been forsaken. Despite the outcry, the repeated outcries by the United Nations and humanitarian officials and human rights officials and other decent politicians in Ireland, in Spain, in Belgium, in Norway, I think Israel continues to do what it wanted to do, despite the fact that Israel now is before the International Court of Justice, accused of being committing genocide, despite the fact that International Criminal Court now will most likely issue a warrant for the arrest of the Israeli prime minister. And despite multiple reports by the, United Nations and by the various human rights officials in the United Nations and independent human rights organizations, International Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, and other Israeli decent human rights agencies, Israel continues what it does because, if there is really a simple answer, Israel can do what it wants. Israel is not just killing Palestinians in Gaza. Israel is killing Palestinians in the West Bank. Israel is killing Palestinians everywhere because you have an extremist government led by Netanyahu and extremist religious Zionist officials who really would like to annex not only the West Bank and East Jerusalem, but also Gaza if they could. And obviously, they're continuing to do so.
Do you think, Fawaz, to any extent, the domestic protests that we have seen in Israel and outside Netanyahu's house, does that give you any solace in relation to what the Israeli government is currently prosecuting? Do you think that it shows that there is an increasing level of concern in Israel, or is it meaningless?
Of course there is. I mean, I think millions of Israelis would like to have their hostages back, and they should. And they should be released. We're not talking about this, but the reality is what they want, the majority, even the Israeli opposition, and this might come to be as a surprise, not to your own listeners, because they're very intelligent and well-informed. But they want the hostages back, and basically they want to go back to war. Even the opposition, even Lapid, the head of the opposition, he says, well, let's get back the opposition, the hostages back, and then we can do whatever it wants. Have you ever heard of one of the Israeli politicians, leading politicians, both in the ruling party and in the opposition, talking about a Palestinian state, talking about ending the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and East Jerusalem, allowing Palestinian self-determination? So we're really talking about tactical changes as opposed to any kind of a strategic vision on the part of the Israeli opposition and the Israeli public. What we have seen in the past 15 years in Israel, and I'm not exaggerating, the center has shifted more and more to the right. And that's why Benjamin Netanyahu and his extremist coalition of religious Zionists can really do what they want. I mean, the rhetoric of the Israeli public and the Israeli political establishment, it has escalated. The Palestinians have been dehumanized. The Palestinians are no longer really seen as human beings. They're seen as animals, human animals, or whatever, social animals. So the reality is, without external pressure, without the United States basically really drawing a line in the sand for the Israeli government, I take it that Israel will continue what it does. And look, at the end of the day, and I hope I am wrong, there is no end to the slaughter in Gaza. This is a long war. We're not talking about a few months or a few, a year. This is a long war. It will come to haunt the Israeli army in the same way that Iraq and Afghanistan haunted the American army from 2001 up to 2021.
Fawaz, thank you for your time. That is Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.